Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Dade. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Bernie Carbo. Batting sixth. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting sixth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tim Corcoran. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Billingham. And now, play ball. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade takes first base on ball four. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is hit by the pitch. Manning moves to second. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning moves to third. Thornton moves to second. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manning scores. Thornton moves to third. Carbo moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Corcoran. Verizer reaches second base with a double. Paul Dade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dade is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dade hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dade. The throw from May and he is safe. Dade steals second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 1 in the game. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer scores. Dade moves to third. Manning moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dade. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Kemp moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski bunts towards the mound. Wise fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Wise. Kemp scores. May goes all the way around to score. Mankowski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Tigers. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mankowski moves to third. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Dade picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dade. Mankowski scores. Trammell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball towards right. Dade settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Dade. Trammell moves to third. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Alexander and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Dade settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trammell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 7-2, Tigers. Don Hood now pitching. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carbo takes first base on ball 4. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Date strikes out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 8-2, Tigers. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into left field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-2 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a fly ball into right field. Date settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Trammell moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Whitaker scores. Staub moves to second. It's 10-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Corcoran settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carbo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Hood covering, for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0 for 3 in the game. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-3, Tigers. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Billingham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Date is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Date is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Date hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 10, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LaFleur moves to second. Sid Monge now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. LaFleur moves to third. Whitaker moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LaFleur scores. Whitaker moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 11-3, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker scores. Thompson scores. It's 13-3, Tigers. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Monge covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 13, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Manning hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Thornton hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez catches it and throws to first to double up Bell. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.